Hello. I'm sending you lots of love and big virtual hugs wherever you are in our world right now. You are listening to OM Ministries, I Am Consciousness, and this is your host, Jeanette. So the Lord wanted me to share with you today this scripture. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Now, there's a lot of confusion in our world about who God is, what God is doing, allowing, and the things that are happening in our world right now. And so, God has encouraged me and entrusted me to share His unaltered truth with the entire world. This, I feel, is actually going to go viral because the world is angry at God and the world is walking away from religion, and there's a lot of reasoning behind why all of these events are happening in our world. Now, as your host, Jeanette, my main mission is to be a conduit of love and grace and wisdom for the Lord, creator of all things. But on top of that, I am also a soul having a human experience. I am also as real, raw, and vulnerable as it will get with any human being you ever meet in this world. I literally love everyone. Everyone in this world I love. I pray for, I send love, wisdom, guidance, encouragement to harness the God power within to each and every being in this world. Why? Because we are all here with reason, with purpose. And I'll be honest with you, our world is a crazy crap show right now. And it is this way because we, humanity, the body of Christ, because this is what the body of Christ represents, humanity, mankind, not one man dying for our sins being nailed to the cross, okay? And so through this ministry, I will be sharing with you God's unaltered truth, the words and wisdom He wants every child in this world to hear and know to the core of their complete being. One, as a child of God, you are blessed beyond belief. It is your birthright to be blessed with the abundance in this world. There is enough for everyone in this world to be blessed with the abundance of this world. Each and every one of us are here with meaning, purpose, reason. Everything happening in our world, I will just focus on since 2019 when Jesus warned me of the pandemic. Okay, we will start there. I warned everybody to get good with who they are and to own it all. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Every single piece, speck, ounce, fragment of your entire complete being of existence. Get good with it, love it, and own it all. I also encouraged all the beings to do the works of Jesus, which has been really confused in our world through organized and institutionalized religion. Now, please don't get me wrong here when I make this statement. The Lord claims no religion. God is not Catholic. God is not Jewish. God is not atheist. God does not claim a religion. However, because every being in this world is of God, and God is the Word, and the Word is thought, everything in this world is of God. Okay? Now, it's going to take a while for some to wrap their head around that statement that I just made, and it's okay. Because I love you infinitely and unconditionally, regardless of what you believe and don't believe. And the Lord is saying that the words that I am speaking are for every being in this world. And if any being in this world has a problem, an issue with what it is that I am saying, you are being instructed to sit down, get good with who you are, own the good, the bad, and the ugly, and then work on your one-on-one interpersonal relationship with your maker, your creator, because you are not seeing things clearly based on the amount of love held within your heart, okay? Now, Let's get into the planetary alignments right now because that is one of my many gifts that God has gifted me with, okay? Not only am I a retired hairstylist of 30-something years, I am also a licensed massage therapist, medical intuitive. I am a Yusui and Karuna certified Reiki master teacher. I specialize in sound therapy, tuning forks. I read feet and hands. I also read faces, eyes, energy in you and around you and on you, okay? This is why I am an energy specialist. I also have studied astrology, so I understand what I need to know through the Lord to share with the world to help them understand and to come to terms of acceptance within themselves so that they are able to harness the power of their God mind and start living the life that the Lord put them here to live instead of living the life that the humans that surround them tell them they are here to live. Because I am here right now as God is my witness to let you know the world around you is a distraction. That's right. To see if you're going to march to your own beat and keep on to your power, pursuing your dreams with unwavering faith, if you're going to allow yourself to be stopped or detoured by the wants and needs of the humans around you that are only there for you to say no, stand up, and claim your power. So anyhow, the planetary alignments. We have three planetary alignments that the Lord wants me to focus on right now, and they are Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, because these are the three smallest planets that are the most powerful, okay? Uranus stays in each Uranus is in each astrological sign for 7 years, okay? And right now Uranus is in Taurus, which is all about strength and advocacy for freedom to enjoy life according to your own tastes. Freedom of possessions. The issue with this transit is that sometimes one may become a burden for others instead of securing the foundation of their own lives, okay? I'm sure if we all sit and think for a moment, we can all think of people who are still living at home with mommy, okay? No judgment here, but this is what Uranus does. It either pushes you forward or sinks you down. And your job is to trust and believe in you 24/7 so that nothing sinks you down. The next planet is Neptune, which is in Pisces. And this is all about 14 years, excuse me. Neptune is in Pisces, each sign for 14 years. This is the dissolution of all dream images and concepts of redemption. It is the idealization of willingness to sacrifice, brotherly love, and mysticism. However, when you are lacking self-discipline, you will find yourself consuming intoxicants, being vulnerable to seduction, and every concept of the world. You will have a blurred sense of reality. Now, the final planet, Pluto, which is in transit in each sign for 21 years, and we have 20 years left for Pluto in Aquarius, okay? So for the next 20 years, deep reaching transformation in the valuation of freedom and independence, as well as in the individual possibilities of development for each human being. And we experience our experiences and helplessness through intellectual superiority. Now, for every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. As a child of God, you are in this world on your personal journey towards oneness with your Maker. Earth, the classroom of life, is your classroom for lessons and experiences and for you to create. Every human being, everything, every event around you in this world, event and circumstance, is to test you to see if you are going to hold on to your power or give it away. The Lord is saying to focus on you and your one-on-one relationship with your Maker, whoever that is. I am not here to tell you who that is. I am just here to tell you that they love you infinitely and unconditionally. You are here to only do great things. You are not here to play it small. And the Lord is asking you to stand up and claim your power by simply saying it or thinking it. I claim my God power within. And any time that you aren't full of peace, love, and joy, the Lord wants you to know that this is how your spirit communicates to you when you have given your power away. So any moment you find yourself not experiencing peace, love, and joy, practice the pause and ask yourself, where did my power go? And call it back. I call back my power and I call it back now. And the more that you do this, the more that you will feel that connection and the power of oneness with you and your maker. Because my job is to get you to believe in yourself unequivocally without a shadow of a doubt and live the best life ever the Lord put you here to live. And this is what the Lord has asked me to do, and I have graciously accepted it. So please, stay tuned for more information, because there's a lot of information coming forward, because the world is about to shift in a multitude of wonderful, beautiful ways. And as I said before on a previous podcast, the world is transitioning, and you are a part of the transitioning team. Claim your power, change your world. I love you.